Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlocks big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Don Quixote. It is a classic novel by Miguel de Cervantes in the early 17th century. It follows the adventures of a middle-aged man named Alonso Quijano, who becomes convinced he is a knight and sets out on a quest to right wrongs and defend the helpless. Accompanied by his loyal squire, Sancho Panza, Don Quixote encounters a series of comical and often absurd situations as he tries to live up to his chivalrous ideals. He battles windmills, challenges a group of priests to a duel, and even rescues a damsel in distress. Despite his well-meaning intentions, Don Quixote's actions often cause chaos and confusion, leading to humorous misunderstandings and misadventures. As he continues his journey, he begins to question the nature of reality and the role of imagination in shaping our lives. The novel explores themes of idealism, delusion, and the power of imagination to transform our world. The novel has been widely celebrated for its humor, satire, and exploration of human nature. The author of this book, Miguel de Cervantes, was born in 1547 in Alcalá de Henares, Spain. In Western literature, he is regarded as one of the greatest Spanish novelists, poets, and playwrights. Cervantes began writing at a young age and published several plays and poems before becoming a soldier in the Spanish Navy. He fought in many battles, including the famous Battle of Lepanto, where he was wounded and captured by pirates. After being released from captivity, Cervantes returned to Spain and continued to write. In 1605, he published the first part of Don Quixote, which quickly became a literary sensation and established Cervantes as one of the leading writers of his time. The second part of the book was published in 1615, and the complete novel was published in 1620. Cervantes died in Madrid in 1616, but his legacy as one of the greatest writers in history lives on. Moreover, the impact of Don Quixote has been profound and enduring. It is widely considered one of the greatest works of literature of all time, and its influence can be seen in countless other works of literature, art, and popular culture. The book's hero, Don Quixote, is a timeless symbol of the individual's struggle against the forces of conformity and oppression, and his unyielding idealism and courage have inspired countless readers to believe in themselves and their ability to change the world. Additionally, the novel's clever satire and brilliant storytelling have made it a beloved classic, and it continues to be read and enjoyed by people of all ages and backgrounds. In short, the impact of Don Quixote has been nothing short of revolutionary, and its lasting legacy is a testament to the power of great literature to inspire and transform the human spirit. Now, we will focus on Don Quixote's adventures in three parts. In part 1, we will provide a plot summary of Don Quixote's adventures. In part 2, we will depict the key characters, like Don Quixote, his squire, and Lady Love. In part 3, we will elaborate on the style and theme. The setting of the book Don Quixote is a small town in central Spain during the early 17th century. Located in a rolling landscape, the town is surrounded by fields and rolling hills. The town itself is comprised of narrow, winding streets lined with whitewashed houses and buildings, including a small inn where the main character, Don Quixote, resides. Before embarking on his adventure, Don Quixote was a man living in a small Spanish village. He was known to be a bit eccentric and spent most of his days lost in the fantastical stories of chivalry and knights that he read in his extensive library. Despite his love for these tales, Don Quixote's friends and family were concerned about his obsession with them and worried that it was driving him to madness. As his obsession grew, Don Quixote began to believe that he was a knight, destined to go on great quests and fight for justice and honor. He donned an old suit of armor that he found in his family's attic, declared himself Don Quixote of La Mancha, and set out on his first adventure. Despite the protests of his friends and family, Don Quixote was determined to prove himself as a true knight and embark on a series of daring quests. Quixote's first adventure began when he set out on his horse, Rocinante, from his hometown of La Mancha. He was armed with a rusty old lance and a battered old shield and was wearing a suit of armor that had seen better days. As he rode through the countryside, he came across a group of merchants who were being attacked by a group of thieves. Quixote valiantly charged to defend the merchants, using his lance to strike down the thieves. However, he soon realized that the thieves were actually just actors who were rehearsing for a play. Embarrassed, Quixote quickly rode away. Despite this defeat, Quixote remains undeterred in his quest to become a brave and chivalrous knight. He continues to read his books of chivalry and trains himself in the ways of combat, determined to overcome any obstacles in his path. But would his family still endure that? Then the destruction of Don Quixote's library was a pivotal moment that served to highlight the conflict between reality and fantasy in the novel. The library, which contained a vast collection of books on chivalry and romance, was a source of endless fascination and inspiration for Don Quixote, who spent hours lost in its pages and becomes convinced that he was a knight-errant destined to right wrongs and defended the honor of his lady. However, the library was also a source of frustration for those around him, who saw it as a hindrance to his sanity and a source of his delusions. One of the first to attempt to destroy the library was Don Quixote's niece and housekeeper, who saw the books as a threat to their livelihood and a source of their uncle's madness. They burnt a number of the books, but Don Quixote could save some of them and rebuild his collection. However, the destruction of his library was not the end of Don Quixote's struggles with reality. Then an important role appeared. When Don Quixote first met Sancho Panza, he was immediately impressed by the man's rough and rustic appearance. Quixote saw in him the perfect squire to accompany him on his adventures as a knight-errant, and immediately offered him the position. Sancho was initially hesitant, but Quixote's persuasive words and his own desire for adventure ultimately won him over. The two set out on a second adventure. Next, Quixote came across a group of peasants celebrating a festival. Quixote mistook the peasants for knights and attacked them, thinking they were his enemies. The peasants, who were unarmed and unprepared for a fight, fled in terror. Quixote then continued on his journey, convinced that he was a great knight on a noble quest. As he rode, Quixote came across a group of windmills that he believed were giants. He charged at them with his lance, but was quickly knocked off his horse by the turning blades of the windmills. Undeterred, Quixote picked himself up and continued his journey, still believing that he was a great knight. Eventually, Quixote came across a beautiful young woman named Aldonza Lorenzo, who he believed was Princess Dulcinea. Quixote vowed to serve and protect her and set out on a quest to rescue her from the evil Moors. However, Aldonza was actually just a peasant girl who was uninterested in Quixote's affection. In his final adventure, Don Quixote set out with his loyal squire, Sancho Panza, to seek out adventure and right wrongs. He encountered a group of travelers on their way to the Duke's castle, and he decided to join them. Along the way, he encountered a group of thieves who tried to rob him, but he bravely fought them off and rescued the travelers. At the castle, Don Quixote was welcomed by the Duke and Duchess, who admired his bravery and chivalry. They devised a series of elaborate schemes to test his mettle, including setting up a fake giant and a fake, enchanted castle. Don Quixote, however, was not fooled and valiantly fought off these challenges, earning the admiration of the Duke and Duchess. Despite his successes, Don Quixote was still plagued by his delusions and began to grow weaker and frailer. He became ill and was forced to return home, where he was tended to by his friends and family. As he lay on his deathbed, he reflected on his life and admitted that his adventures were ultimately misguided and foolish. He asked for forgiveness and died peacefully, leaving behind a legacy as one of the most famous and enduring literary figures in history. So, do you think that Don Quixote is a tragic man? Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.